How stars evolve. Hey, so today we're going to be talking about how stars are formed up in space.
Yeah, I've always been interested in learning about all the cool things that happen up there ever since we did the space unit.
Did you know it takes 10 million years just for a protostar to form? It says avis.uoregon.edu.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how long it takes for just one star to form. A protostar is a clump that is broken free from other parts of the cloud core, right?
That's right. And after it is turned into a protostar, it then will be considered a young star once its mass is fixed and developed.
That means you'll develop an axis of rotation and stellar winds, which is known as the T-Tauri phase.
And then they will turn into a star cluster. And from then, they will eventually form into full-grown stars.
Did you know that depending on the size of a star will determine the length of the time it will live?
Really? About how long will our own sun live?
Well, according to NASA's Space Place, our sun is halfway through its lifespan of 10 billion years, but it still has 5 billion more years to go.
Wow, that's a long time. So that means our sun is an average size compared to others.
Did you know there were many scientists that worked with stars, including Galileo, who found out that the sun and stars have other planets orbiting around them? Claudius Ptolemy set up a model of the solar system in which the sun, stars, and other planets revolve around Earth.
And lastly, Edward Charles Pickering discovered the first spectroscopic binary star, Mizar, confirmed by Mark Manley from CNR2.Kent.
So now Isabella will be sharing her personal experience with us about stars.
When I was a little kid, I had a telescope. I loved to spend all my time looking through it and all the stars and planets.
I've also thought looking up at the sky and at all the constellations and matching up stars were so fascinating.
One time I was outside looking through the telescope and saw Mars. It was a really cool experience to be able to see the colors and shapes of our planets up in space.
Thank you, Isabella, and everyone else for tuning in. This is Grayson.
This is Sophia. Signing off.